The Genesis of a Tech Visionary. Sam Altman's journey began in Chicago, but his true awakening happened in the suburbs of St. Louis. Receiving an Apple Macintosh at just 8 years old, he didn't merely play games, he disassembled the hardware and taught himself to code. This early exposure became his lifeline, especially as he navigated the emotional challenges of growing up gay in the Midwest. Technology wasn't just a tool for the young prodigy, it was a window to an expansive world where innovation could rewrite the rules of reality. Even in high school, Altman demonstrated remarkable courage and inherent leadership. At the prestigious John Burroughs School, he openly declared his sexual orientation during an assembly and fiercely advocated for safe space signs in classrooms. This transformative act earned him widespread admiration from his peers and counselors. It set the stage for a life defined by bold moves, deep empathy, and an uncompromising refusal to conform to the status quo. Sam is extremely good at becoming powerful. Paul Graham. From Stanford dropout to Silicon Valley prodigy. Like many tech legends, Sam Altman's formal education at Stanford University was intensely brief. He dropped out after just 2 years, realizing he learned more about pattern recognition and high-stakes decision-making by playing poker than sitting in computer science lectures. In 2005, at just 19, he co-founded Looped, a pioneering location-sharing app. It became one of the very first companies accepted into the legendary startup accelerator, Y Combinator, marking the true beginning of his Silicon Valley ascent. Although Looped was acquired for $43.4 million in 2012, Altman's greatest lessons came from the relentless grind of building it. He learned the harsh reality of consumer psychology. You cannot force humans to adopt behaviors they inherently reject. This profound insight, combined with his boundless ambition and strategic mind, caught the attention of Y Combinator co-founder Paul Graham, who handpicked Altman, the 31-year-old, to succeed him as president in 2014, architecting the future at Y Combinator. Under Altman's visionary leadership, Y Combinator evolved into a trillion-dollar incubator of ambitious dreams. He aggressively expanded its focus beyond traditional software to hard tech, funding groundbreaking startups tackling nuclear fusion, supersonic flights, and life-extending biotechnology. Founders in crisis knew Altman could call first, relying on his uncanny ability to see people as chess pieces and anticipate market shifts. He wasn't just funding companies, he was actively architecting the technological framework of the 21st century. Since Sam can see the future, we want him to tell us what's coming. Y Combinator founder. The Open AI Revolution, Safeguarding Humanity. The dawn of artificial general intelligence, AGI, brought existential questions to humanity. Realizing the immense civilization-altering risks of unchecked AI, Altman teamed up with Elon Musk in 2015 to create OpenAI. Initially founded as a nonprofit organization, their mission was revolutionary yet vital, to develop AI in a way that would be safe, transparent, and universally beneficial. They raised a staggering $1 billion pledge, committing to prevent an AI dictatorship and democratize access to superhuman intelligence. Altman's decisive leadership transformed OpenAI from a quiet research lab to a global technological phenomenon. In November 2022, he supervised the release of ChatGPT, a language model that instantly captured the world's imagination and gained over a million users in just 5 days. Despite facing intense internal turbulence, including a dramatic removal and triumphant reinstatement as CEO in late 2023, Altman remains an unstoppable force. He envisions a future where AI generates enough wealth to fund a universal basic income, proving his ultimate goal is human empowerment. I learned you can't make humans do something they don't want to do.